You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dujanovic.
At the Supreme Court today, arguments on both sides over just how far presidential immunity from criminal prosecution can extend. This is for former President Donald Trump. He says it should be absolute. John Sauer is arguing the case before the Supreme Court.
The president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office. That looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
But Michael Dreeben, arguing before the court on behalf of the government, says that flies in the face of what the Constitution intended. Such presidential immunity has no foundation in the Constitution, he says.
Such presidential immunity has no foundation in the Constitution. The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong.
Joining us right now from News Nation is Kelly Meyer. Thank you for joining us. The Supreme Court, they're listening. They're asking questions. Where are we at so far? Is Kelly with us?
Way.
Awesome. Thanks, Kelly. Sorry.
It's okay.
Apparently, you got to turn the audio up for you, so we're good.
We got it. So, yeah, well, now you hear all the action outside of the Supreme Court. There's still folks out here. It wasn't as big of a protest maybe as we were expecting out here, but inside the justices, we were trying to glean from their questions just how they may sway in this, and it really is hard to tell. But there are a few things that could happen here. You know, they could decide to send this back to the lower courts, which would then delay this even further and potentially not have any kind of decision in this until after the election. They could decide that former President Trump doesn't have immunity and then that special counsel Jack Smith's trial can go on, but they might not have a decision in this until the end of June. So that would therefore push it back until, what, just 4 months until the election? Mm-hmm. So making it incredibly tight for this to be decided by Election Day. Or they could just side with former President Trump, say that he is immune, and that completely shuts down special counsel Jack Smith's case. So there are a few ways that this could go, but I don't know if any of them make this happen any more quickly to get some sort of answer out of this.
As you mentioned so often, if you just listen to the questions that the justices are asking, you start getting an idea of where they're leaning. I want to play a little bit from Associate Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and her questions.
Let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
What are we hearing from other justices as they ask these questions from the lawyers?
Yeah, it seemed like there was a big debate over what is an official act and what is a private act. And it seemed as though even the lawyer for former President Trump was saying that he is not immune from acts he does as a private citizen, but he is immune for acts he does as an official presidential in office. And so it just seemed, though, is that they couldn't bring in the scope. It was just too wide of a scope on this. They couldn't have a fine line between what is official, what is private, and that all these hypotheticals that you were playing there of just what this would mean. And I think they couldn't really fall on if there is a line for this is what constitutes official act here. But that's where the debate was over. And it seems as though they may not be able to decide that and then toss it back down to the lower court. That may seem like the most likely route here. Or they just kind of reject this idea completely and say that he is just not immune in this case.
We're speaking to Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer from News Nation. This isn't the only case that former President Trump has going on right now when he has to be in court. How has this impacted his campaign?
Yeah, and he wanted to be here in D.C. today, and then the judge in the New York City trial wouldn't let him, because then that showed that former President Trump is concerned about this one. He wanted to be here. He believes the president should be immune. So he was kind of taking to the press and the mic there in New York City saying all of that. And that he has faith in the justices, especially the three that he appointed to the Supreme Court. But it's interesting, you know, they sided with him essentially in the Colorado case a few months ago, saying that he could remain on the ballot in Colorado and then in other states where they were debating whether he should be banned from the ballot. But this one, they might not be, you know, willing to side with him on this. So it is interesting. But then again, as you said, he has his other trial in New York City. He can't be in two places at once. He's still in the courtroom for that. And he is really just continuing his courtroom campaigning, as we're seeing, trying to get on the road on the weekends, but weather impacted that last weekend. So he's just trying to go in front of the press as much as he can, use the microphone to his advantage, and keep, you know, slamming the allegations against him and the charges against him, as well as slamming his opponent, President Joe Biden.
Another tricky part of the tight wire act, high wire act that President Trump has is oftentimes judges are putting a gag order saying he can't speak on these things, but he keeps finding cameras, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a whole other issue in this, that he takes a true social, he goes to the cameras, he doesn't seem to stay quiet. It's hard to tell him, you know, to not speak out against this, because he will find a way to do so. But whether that gag order works, we'll have to see.
What kind of precedent does it set if the justices agree with his argument?
Yeah, and that was a big thing that they talked about today, is that they feel the weight of this moment. They are saying what we write here is going to have an impact, not just on the here and now, but in the future. So they, as they were sharing inside towards the end of the arguments, which went on for more than 2 hours here, were saying just that they felt the weight of this moment and how this could impact the future of the country, not just this presidential election, but that how things are decided in the future. It is incredibly consequential. It's actually the last argument that they heard in this term, and we'll have to wait until end of June to see just how they decide.
Kelly Meyer, thank you for the update. Best of luck following this. Washington correspondent for News Nation. Thanks, Kelly. A big thank you to Morgan Lyon-Cotty, who joined me for the first couple hours of the show from the Hinckley Institute of Politics. She's the associate director there. Great conversations, and appreciate her taking the time as Debbie Dujanovic is off. Also, thank you for chiming in. Anytime you want to be a part of the conversation, make sure you text us at 57500. We always appreciate your phone calls as well. So we'll turn things over to Maria Chelios and the KSL News team.